And then we will only win. Nobody can beat us. Nobody can beat us. I want to again thank everyone on the American team who helped achieve the ceasefire in Syria, saved so many lives, along with President Erdogan of Turkey, a man I've gotten to know very well, and a man who loves his country. And in his mind, he's doing the right thing for his country. And we may be meeting in the very near future. I also want to thank General Mazlum for his understanding and for his great strength and for his incredible words today to me, but me just as a representative of the United States, because he knows that we saved tens of thousands of Kurds. And we're not talking in the long term, we're talking in the short term. We're talking something that was going on immediately and something, frankly, that was planned for a long time. The job of our military is not to police the world. Other nations must step up and do their fair share. That hasn't taken place. Today's breakthrough is a critical step in that direction. Thank you all very much, and God bless America. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, the president's remarks this morning at the White House regarding the peace deal, if that. And let's see if we can get Kevin Wall on the line here real quick. It is 8:57, and let us see if we can call up Kevin Wall here to talk about this, because I'm sure he saw the whole thing, and I am trying to bring up Kevin and see if we can see what he has to say here regarding this. It is 8:57. You heard the president with the remarks regarding the Kurds and Turkey, and we will see if Kevin has a comment here or two, but he doesn't seem to be answering. So we will get to that in a few moments here. Chris Barnes will have a report of USA Radio Network News that will be up next here as Daybreak Nevada continues. And we thank you for tuning in. Daybreak Nevada brought to you by Sahara Motors, by Taco Time, and by the White Pine Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for making us a part of your day. And it is still ringing, right? Yes, it is. So we will talk with him in a little bit here. Just a reminder that we are here each and every day, Monday through Friday, 7:45 until 9, with Daybreak Nevada on the Nevada Talk Network. Have yourself a great day, won't you, please? And we will just tap dance here for a moment or two, shall we? Let's do this.
KNT, Battle Mountain.
The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
It's 9 o'clock.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House defending President Trump's tweet yesterday that referred to the ongoing House impeachment inquiry as a lynching. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley saying that the president was not comparing the impeachment probe to one of the darkest moments in American history, and argued that Trump has used many words to describe how he's been treated. Trump's comment has been condemned by members of both parties, but U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham is not among them. He told reporters,
"So yeah, this is a lynching in every sense. This is un-American."
Two associates of President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani face arraignment today on federal campaign finance charges. The two are charged with funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars in illegal foreign campaign contributions to U.S. candidates and political action committees. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Vice President Mike Pence says Democrats are spending too much time with their impeachment inquiry and not taking care of other business at hand. For instance, he says the trade agreement that President Trump negotiated with Canada and Mexico, called the USMCA, is still looking for action.
Politics is the only thing that explains the delay. I mean, President Trump inked this deal with Mexico and Canada a year ago. It's been sitting on Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk.
Pence was speaking on Fox News. The Washington Nationals taking an early lead in the World Series. The Nats beat the Astros 5-4 in Game 1 of the Fall Classic in Houston last night. Max Scherzer for the Nats got through five innings to get the win. Sean Doolittle then got the final four outs to notch the save. George Springer homering and knocking in two of Houston's runs. It'll be hosting Game 2 this evening. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The unknown Trump administration member who wrote an essay on the resistance from the inside now has a book deal, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The book, which is titled The Warning, will come out November 19th, more than a year after the essay appeared in the New York Times that said many within the administration were actively blocking some of President Trump's orders. The essay was published September of 2018. So far, no one has named the official, despite widespread speculation and the president's own suggestion that the author's identity be investigated. Hatchet Books is calling it an unprecedented behind-the-scenes portrait that offers a shocking first-hand account of President Trump and his record. The author will be identified as a senior Trump administration official. According to the publisher, the author accepted no advance and will donate a portion of the royalties to nonprofits that focus on accountability and standing up for truth in oppressive countries. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg is to testify at a U.S. House hearing today. He'll talk to the House Financial Services panel about Facebook's controversial plans for digital currency. And SpaceX has announced it's going to launch satellite internet service sometime next year. You can find us on the internet at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The world needs more heroes, more action-oriented do-gooders, more "here's how I can help" right-hand men and women. The world of sarcoma is no different. And if you're thinking, what is sarcoma? We're glad you're listening. Sarcoma is a rare cancer of the body's soft tissue and bone, a cancer affecting tens of thousands of Americans every year. A cancer that has more than 70 subtypes, many of which require unique treatment options at various stages of discovery. And we lose thousands of lives to sarcoma in the U.S. on a yearly basis. The Sarcoma Foundation of America partners with heroes, do-gooders, and helpers from all walks of life to advocate for sarcoma patients through funded research and widespread awareness efforts. New and more effective sarcoma therapies are out there. We just need to work together to discover them and find a cure for this cancer once and for all. Now is the time to step up and fight the good fight against sarcoma. Join forces by visiting curesarcoma.org to learn more.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday. That means Chuck Muth will join us top of the next hour, the president of Citizen Outreach. I'm going to ask him to size up what looks like it's going to be an interesting couple of races for Congress in CD3 and CD4. Folks in Ely and Mesquite and all of that. Do you return Stephen Horsford to his seat in Congress, or do you toss the bum out? We'll talk about that with Chuck Muth coming up top of the next hour. Also, Megan Barth will join us about 10:30 from ReaganBabe.com. And our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, Jim Yoder joins us about 11 o'clock. It's going to be a very, very busy day. The president, about 15 minutes ago, got off the podium. He addressed the nation and the White House press corps. And I want you to listen. This is concerning Syria and the Turks and sanctions. But I'll let you hear it in the president's own words. Here it is.
Well, thank you very much. Syria, and for the Middle East. It's been a long time. Over the last 5 days, you have seen that a ceasefire that we established along Syria's border has held, and it's held very well, beyond most expectations. Early this morning, the government of Turkey informed my administration that they would be stopping combat and their offensive in Syria and making the ceasefire permanent, and it will indeed be permanent. However, you would also define the word permanent in that part of the world as somewhat questionable. We all understand that, but I do believe it will be permanent. I've therefore instructed the Secretary of the Treasury to lift all sanctions imposed on October 14th in response to Turkey's original offensive moves against the Kurds in Syria's northeast border region. So the sanctions will be lifted unless something happens that we're not happy with. This was an outcome created by us, the United States, and nobody else, no other nation. Very simple. And we're willing to take blame, and we're also willing to take credit. This is something they've been trying to do for many, many decades. Since then, others have come out to help, and we welcome them to do so. Other countries have stepped forward. They want to help. And we think that's great. The nations in the region must ultimately take on the responsibility of helping Turkey and Syria police their border. We want other nations to get involved. We've secured the oil, and therefore a small number of U.S. troops will remain in the area where they have the oil. And we're going to be protecting it, and we'll be deciding what we're going to do with it in the future. In any event, by the moves that we've made, we're achieving a much more peaceful and stable area between Turkey and Syria, including a 20-mile-wide safe zone. An interesting term, safe zone. That's the term we're using. Hopefully, that zone will become safe. Thousands and thousands of people have been killed in that zone over the years. But it's been sought for many, many decades, and I think we have something that's going to be strong and hold up. Turkey, Syria, and all forms of the Kurds have been fighting for centuries. We have done them a great service, and we've done a great job for all of them. And now we're getting out. Long time. We were supposed to be there for 30 days. That was almost 10 years ago. So we're there for 30 days, and now we're leaving. It was supposed to be a very quick hit, and let's get out. And it was a quick hit, except they stayed for almost 10 years. Let someone else fight over this long, blood-stained sand. I want to thank Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo for leading the American delegation so successfully to Turkey several days ago, along with National Security Advisor O'Brien. I want to thank them very much. The American delegation negotiated the original 5-day ceasefire that ended Kurdish fighters to safely leave. It just got them to a point where, frankly, they were able, it enabled them to get out, to go and move really just a few miles in a slightly different direction. So this enabled them to do so. Countless lives are now being saved as a result of our negotiation with Turkey, an outcome reached without spilling one drop of American blood. No injuries, nobody shot, nobody killed. I have just spoken to General Mazlum, a wonderful man, the commander-in-chief of the SDF Kurds, and he was extremely thankful for what the United States has done. Could not have been more thankful. General Mazlum has assured me that ISIS is under very, very strict lock and key, and the detention facilities are being strongly maintained. There were a few that got out, a small number, relatively speaking, and they've been largely recaptured. I'm also sure that he will be issuing his own statement very shortly. We had a great talk, but we've saved the lives of many, many Kurds. He understands that. The war was going to be vicious and probably not very long. And I'm very happy to have been involved in it, as are our Vice President, our Secretary of State, and all of the other people on our team. By getting that ceasefire to stick, we've done something that's very, very special. But by getting the ceasefire after a tremendous amount of really tough war for a very short period of days, that is something very special. Our troops are safe, and the pain and suffering of the 3-day fight that occurred was directly responsible for our ability to make an agreement with Turkey and the Kurds that could never have been made without this short-term outburst. Should Turkey fail to honor its obligations, including the protection of religious and ethnic minorities, which I truly believe they will do, we reserve the right to reimpose crippling sanctions, including substantially increased tariffs on steel and all other products coming out of Turkey. We are now an economic powerhouse like never before, and very importantly, like no other. Our economic might is stronger than it's ever been, and our competitors are not doing very well. We also expect Turkey to abide by its commitment regarding ISIS. As a backup to the Kurds watching over them, should something happen, Turkey is there to grab them. Further, we implore European countries to come and take those fighters that the U.S. captured and bring them back to their countries for incarceration and for trial. Until just recently, Europe has been very unresponsive in doing what they should have been doing for a long time. Now is their chance to finally act. American forces defeated 100% of the ISIS caliphate during the last 2 years. We thank the Syrian Democratic Forces for their sacrifices in this effort. They've been terrific. Now Turkey, Syria, and others in the region must work to ensure that ISIS does not regain any territory. It's their neighborhood. They have to maintain it. They have to take care of it. There were some political pundits who responded to Turkey's offensive in Syria by calling for yet another American military intervention. I don't think so. But halting the incursion by military force would have required deploying tens of thousands of American troops against Turkey, a NATO ally, and a country the United States has developed a very good relationship with, including President Erdogan. The same people that I watched and read giving me and the United States advice were the people that I have been watching and reading for many years. They are the ones that got us into the Middle East mess, but never had the vision or the courage to get us out. They just talk. How many Americans must die in the Middle East in the midst of these ancient sectarian and tribal conflicts? After all of the precious blood and treasure America has poured into the deserts of the Middle East, I am committed to pursuing a different course, one that leads to victory for America. Through much work, we have done things that everybody said couldn't be done. Today's announcement validates our course of action with Turkey that only a couple of weeks ago was scorned. And now people are saying, wow, what a great outcome. Congratulations. It's too early to me to be congratulated, but we've done a good job. We've saved a lot of lives. Most importantly, we have avoided another costly military intervention that could have led to disastrous, far-reaching consequences. Many thousands of people could have been killed. The last administration said Assad must go. They could have easily produced that outcome, but they didn't. In fact, they drew a very powerful red line in the sand. You all remember the red line in the sand when children were gassed and killed, but then did not honor their commitment as other children died in the same horrible manner. But I did honor my commitments with 58 Tomahawks. 8 long years after President Obama's ill-fated push at regime change, U.S. troops are still on the ground in Syria. More than 500,000 people are dead, hundreds of thousands are terribly injured, and millions more Syrians are displaced. It really is a nightmare of misery. Across the Middle East, we have seen anguish on a colossal scale. We have spent $8 trillion on wars in the Middle East, never really wanting to win those wars. But after all that money was spent and all those lives lost, the young men and women gravely wounded so many. The Middle East is less safe, less stable, and less secure than before these conflicts began. The same people pushing for these wars are often the ones demanding America open its doors to unlimited migration from war-torn regions, importing the terrorism and the threat of terrorism right to our own shores. But not anymore. My administration understands that immigration security is national security. As a candidate for president, I made clear that we needed a new approach to American foreign policy, one guided not by ideology, but by experience, history, and a realistic understanding of the world. We are building up America's military might like never before, investing $2.5 trillion since my election. But we will not be depleted. We will not happen again. It will not be allowed to happen again where our military is depleted, fighting in areas of the world where we shouldn't be. When we commit American troops to battle, we must do so only when a vital national interest is at stake, and when we have a clear objective, a plan for victory, and a path out of conflict. That's what we have to have. We need a plan of victory. We will only win. Our whole basis has to be the right plan, and then we will only win. Nobody can beat us. Nobody can beat us. I want to again thank everyone on the American team who helped achieve the ceasefire in Syria, save so many lives, along with President Erdogan of Turkey, a man I've gotten to know very well, and a man who loves his country. And in his mind, he's doing the right thing for his country. And we may be meeting in the very near future. I also want to thank General Mazlum for his understanding and for his great strength and for his incredible words today to me, but me just as a representative of the United States, because he knows that we saved tens of thousands of Kurds. And we're not talking in the long term, we're talking in the short term. We're talking something that was going on immediately and something, frankly, that was planned for a long time. The job of our military is not to police the world. Other nations must step up and do their fair share. That hasn't taken place. Today's breakthrough is a critical step in that direction. Thank you all very much, and God bless America. Thank you. Thank
you. There you have it, the President of the United States. We need to take a break. We'll take a break right now. We'll come back and talk about what the President did today. Lifting sanctions on Turkey. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of real water. Real water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business, like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Yeah, a big story, other than the president, the CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods is quietly mounting a for president. I guess they must think everybody that's rich can run for president. Tom Steyer, the president, that it's becoming a rich man's game. We'll find out. We'll talk about that and more coming up, alive and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. You know, your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas, slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Huh? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House defending President Trump's tweet yesterday that referred to the ongoing House impeachment inquiry as a lynching. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley saying that the president was not comparing the impeachment probe to one of the darkest moments in American history and argued that Trump has used many words to describe how he's been treated. Trump's comment has been condemned by members of both parties, but U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham is not among them. He told reporters,
"So yeah, this is a lynching in every sense. This is un-American."
Two associates of President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani face arraignment today on federal campaign finance charges. The two are charged with funneling hundreds of thousands of dollars in illegal foreign campaign contributions to U.S. candidates and political action committees. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
You just got to love it. It's live and local now for a Wednesday. It's hump day. That means Chuck Muth, president of Citizen Outreach, coming up about 30 minutes from right now. We'll get him to size up the CD3 and CD4 races. They're getting crowded, by the way. This hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. Call right now, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. I want to get to the audio sound bites. The media, the fake news media, has already convicted the president of high crimes and misdemeanors. Let's go quickly to Chris Cuomo. Great example, late last night on CNN, the Tuesday testimony by Bill Taylor, ambassador to Ukraine. In the eyes of Chris Cuomo, it proves quid pro quo. And I want you to listen that now they're not talking about a crime having to be committed, but they're now calling it an abuse of power. This was Chris Cuomo last night. Judge, jury, and executioner, here it is.
There can be no question of whether there was a quid pro quo. And by the way, my question is whether or not you need one. We're not checking off elements of a crime. This is about abuse of political power. It's about common sense. But if you want one, there were two. Security assistance and a White House meeting. That's what Ukraine wanted. Both were used and withheld to maximize leverage. The demand, explicit. Everything was dependent, says Taylor. Nothing changed until the president got what he wanted. And you can't pass this off as Rudy Giuliani just creating issues. Today's testimony is a window into a coordinated effort involving cabinet officials, a senator, ambassadors. That's in addition to the vice president, the acting chief of staff, and who knows who else. They all got their orders and their idea of the intentions from the president of the United States. Nowhere in any of the testimony, in the texts, in the White House transcript, is there mention of any other case. Is there mention of any other example of corruption? No other changes they needed to see from Ukraine. It was only and always about hitting the Democrats and Biden. To get that, they used the highest office in America and money Congress had already approved, neither of which Mr. Trump has any right or any power to withhold in exchange for his own political gain.
Shut up, you bum! Shut up!
Well, that's where it gets interesting. We haven't heard the president's side of this story yet. I can't wait to see what the rebuttal is from the Chris Taylor testimony and so much other stuff going on. Now, somebody that is defending the president, and they're not always on the same side of every issue. But Lindsey Graham, and this is cut four, was on with Sean Hannity last night and talked about the proposed Senate resolution to quickly dispose of any House impeachment. I think this is a smart idea. You know, go ahead, House of Representatives, do your thing. And we, in a span of a day or so, will dispose of that impeachment trial. I mean, you know that it's not an impartial jury of his peers. You know that. You know that he's not getting due process now. But this was Lindsey Graham last night with Sean Hannity. This is cut four. Go.
Look, I'll quote you in this whole thing. You said the cornerstone of America is jurisprudence, due process. You said the right to confront your accuser, call witnesses on your behalf, challenge the accusations against you. None of that is happening in the House of Representatives. And where are your fellow senators? I'd like to see them sign your letter.
Well, it's going to be a resolution. I hope to have a vote on it. I hope I can get it. It'd be great to have 100. Can you imagine if Republicans were doing this to a Democratic president? This opening statement by Bill Taylor today, Everybody is breathless. Here's a question. Why does the president of the Ukraine deny there's a quid pro quo? What do you know that he doesn't know? Why did the president of the Ukraine say during the phone call, I didn't know aid was suspended? And the president of the Ukraine, the alleged victim of all this, denies that there was a quid pro quo. He didn't feel threatened by the president of the United States. That only happens if you can confront the witnesses against you. This process in the House is being conducted behind closed doors. Republicans are being shut out. And if you had an inquiry vote, that allows Republicans and the president to call witnesses and to confront people accusing the president of misdeeds. That's what happened with Clinton. That's what happened with Nixon and Andrew Johnson. This is un-American at its core. What the House of Representatives is doing is a process of political revenge. It is alien to American due process. It should be dismissed quickly in the United States Senate. So what would happen if they impeach the president based on this closed door, behind the scenes, lack of due process inquiry? We should dismiss it without a trial because it's illegitimate on its face. And if it is allowed to stand, there's no protection for future presidents.
When the president says, and we went over this in my opening monologue tonight, when the president says, can you do me a favor? Now, we've identified hundreds of times. Yeah. That is that happens to be one of the president's transition phrases, and we have the tape.
Right.
Can you do me a favor? Then he talks about the 2016 election interference of Ukraine, confirmed by Politico, January 11, 2017. Isn't also one of his constitutional duties, a sworn oath, to faithfully execute the laws of the land? And I just heard everyone so upset about election interference with Trump and Russia, I would think they'd be on board wanting to help Trump get to the truth. But that's not the case, is it?
Not one Democrat has suggested that President Trump is being treated unfairly when it violates every basic principle of due process. We gave about $400 million a year to the Ukraine in aid. So here's the question. Is the Politico article accurate? Is somebody looking at DNC involvement with Ukraine in 2016 as they looked at Trump and Russia? Somebody needs to do that. So it's not unfounded for the president to be concerned about Ukrainian interference in our election if you believe the Politico article. But here's the point. We're talking about impeaching the president of the United States, destroying a mandate from the people, a political death sentence, and he is not entitled to know who his accusers are. He can't call a witness on his behalf, and he can't cross-examine those who are coming forward. And it's all done behind closed doors without public scrutiny. This is illegitimate.
By the way, this quick note. Joe Biden, man, this is bizarre. No, this really is. We've now got Joe Biden apologizing for calling the Clinton impeachment, quote, partisan lynching. But he continues to hammer the president for using the same word. This is the pot calling the kettle black. Yes, Vice President Joe Biden offered an apology late yesterday for previously referring to President Clinton's impeachment as a partisan lynching. This is more amazing stuff.
Funny comedy.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Health insurance open enrollment is here. Are you ready? Well, let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation of your health care options. No matter where you are listening, if you're in the Coachella Valley, if you're in Northern Nevada, if you're in Southern Nevada, the rurals, doesn't matter. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Make that call right now. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Oh, when we come back, a CNN talking head with pretty strong reaction to Lindsey Graham and his comments on Hannity. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com. Woo!
So good to have you with us. It is live and local now. You know, for years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of real water. Well, real water has upped its game again. Now, with the real water concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere. Just a few squirts of the real water concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Now, you can get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. That's right. Absolutely free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. Now, to get your free bottle, just call 702 781-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and that you want your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Operators are standing by right now. Or just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture at the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com. People went absolutely nuts yesterday over Bill Taylor's testimony. He is a nameless, faceless ambassador. And it's really sad. Listen to Bakari Sellers going after Lindsey Graham. And some of this stuff is just despicable. Here it is.
Yeah, this is a lynching in every sense. What does lynching mean? As a mob grabs you, they don't give you a chance to defend yourself. They don't tell you what happened to you. They just destroy you. That's exactly what's going on in the United States House of Representatives right now.
Well, exhaustion, pure and utter exhaustion, just having to deal with the expectations that some of us have for Lindsey Graham, only to be let down again and again and again. You know, it harkens back to Nina Simone and Billie Holiday when they sang Strange Fruit. They weren't talking about peach trees or apple orchards. They were talking about black bodies that were hanging from trees throughout the South. Lindsey Graham knows that. My father's a part of what's called the Emmett Till generation. 1955, he was lynched. He was brutally slain. I challenge all your viewers to go and pull up the images of his face. It was beaten beyond recognition. It was flat like a pancake because he was lynched. There were 165 plus people. Those are the ones we know about who were lynched in South Carolina between 1877 and 1950. And Lindsey Graham knows this history. The problem that we have here is that the Republicans don't have any fortitude, courage, or backbone to stand in any type of truth. To say that I am disappointed in Lindsey Graham, and I know your viewers are going to be like, this is Lindsey Graham. We know him to be like this. He's always been like this. But some of us have known Lindsey Graham for a very, very long period of time, and this is not the man that we know, unfortunately, or we would hope it's not, and this is just disappointing to say the least.
Let's bring in White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
Yeah, there you have it. There you have it. Bakari Sellers, a talking head on CNN, one of the smartest guys I know of is Newt Gingrich. And Newt Gingrich was on with Sean Hannity. They were talking about Mitt Romney and the Trump attacks and how it's kind of set the standard for impeachment with, Bill Clinton. Listen to Newt Gingrich last night with Sean Hannity.
Look, I would be more tolerant of Mitt Romney's concerns about Trump if he was equally strong in his condemnation of the House Democrats. But it's a little strange that he doesn't seem worried by Chairman Schiff, who's clearly corrupt, dishonest, and maybe even crazy. He doesn't seem worried by the way Nancy Pelosi is cheating on the rules. He doesn't seem worried by the kind of star chamber, un-American model of secrecy. But somehow, he every once in a while shows up, says something bad about Trump, gets some press coverage. And I think that's it. I think Mitt is a smarter person than that. I think he has greater potential than that. And I'm not asking him to not say how he feels about President Trump, but I am asking him to maybe give us some balance and point out the things that are wrong with Pelosi, Schiff, the House Democrats, so people can understand this is not all occurring in isolation. That's, to me, the biggest disappointment. The other day when Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska described what the Democrats were doing in the House as a circus clown show, I thought that was about the right level of condemnation and the right level of contempt, and reinforces what Senator Lindsey Graham wants to do in passing a resolution that says, look, if you don't go to a reasonable American process, we are not going to take seriously whatever you pass.
Mr. Speaker, when you were the Speaker and the impeachment issue of Bill Clinton came up, if I remember correctly, you had a full House authorization of that inquiry, that you allowed the full House at every critical step to define the scope, establish rules, establish procedures. You granted co-equal subpoena power to the chair, ranking member at the committee level. You also required all subpoenas to be subject to the vote of the full committee at the request of either the chair or the ranking member. You allowed the president's counsel the right to attend all hearings, depositions. The president's counsel had the right to present evidence, the right to object to admitting certain evidence, the right to cross-examine witnesses, and the right to recommend a witness list. Am I wrong in any of those things?
No, I think anybody who really wants to see the truth can go to a book by former Congressman Jim Rogan called Catching the Flag. Rogan was a young member of the Judiciary Committee when we were faced, remember, we are forced to act by a report from an independent counsel, Ken Starr, that says Bill Clinton is guilty on 11 counts. And when I watched and looked at Bob Mueller's report, I waited for the word guilty. It didn't show up one time. So Pelosi doesn't have any kind of report from independent counsel with 11 counts of being guilty. We then looked at that and we decided Henry Hyde was chairman of the Judiciary Committee. We sent Jim Rogan up to New Jersey to sit down with Peter Rodino, who had been the chairman, the Democrat chairman of the impeachment committee under with Nixon. And Rodino walked Rogan through how to do it so it was fair, it was open, it was worthy of the American people, it reinforced the Constitution. We adopted every single rule that Rogan,
Democrats,
Rodino had used in 1973.
By the way, Jim Rogan, I met Jim Rogan. It was a chance happening on the grounds of the Capitol. And I had my picture taken with him, and I just was fascinated by the guy. He was a California congressman. Anyway, the last word this hour goes to Joe Biden talking about this reprehensible, despicable use of the word lynching, even though he used it about Bill Clinton's impeachment. All those many years ago. Here it is.
Even if the president should be impeached, history is going to question whether or not this was just a partisan lynching or whether or not it was something that, in fact, met the standard, the very high bar that was set by the founders as to what constituted an impeachable offense.
Do you believe the House of Representatives with the current
Wow. What do you think of that? That was then. I guess this is now. I guess it's okay for him to, although he did apologize for using it. I'll just tell you, it's absolutely bizarre what's going on in our nation's capital, and it's going to get more bizarre. We'll talk about it with Chuck Muth coming up in our next segment. That, I mean, I fully expect now for the president to be impeached by the House, if they will ever have a vote. They might not want to have a vote. We'll see how this thing plays. My name is Kevin Walsh. So good to have you with us. One of the things we're going to do in the next hour, we're going to talk with Chuck Muth, not just about impeachment, but also about races in CD3 and CD4. It is becoming a crowded field. And we've had a number of them on this radio program. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. It is live and local now.
Well, hello, Sandy.
Hi, Ken.
Got a lot of people gathered. What's going on?
We are having a spectacular Jeep sale for the month of October. So come out and treat yourself to
a silver bullet Sahara,
a ghostly Rubicon, an orange pumpkin,
blood red Wrangler, a baby shark blue Rubicon.
Or maybe you just like to stay home with a sangria, colored Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Okay, that sounds very good. Looks like you got a good selection here, too.
We do.
All right. Well, folks, drop down to Sahara Motors in Ely. It's at 585 North McGill Highway. And the phone number here is 775-289-4473. Right. Thank you.
KPKK, Amargosa Valley.
KELY, Ely.
KAVB.